The part no one talks about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's called America's Affordable Health Choices Act, and the Democrats say they have listened to you.
I've had some Americans say, don't mess with my health care.
And so you'll get a choice.
And if they like what they have, they keep what they have.
And yes, the price tag is $1.5 trillion over 10 years, but in the end, it should be cheaper.
It seeks to bring costs down, and it will bring costs down.
The problem is, I'm betting most Americans, even those who support health care reform, don't believe it. And I'm also betting that nowhere in those 1,000 pages of health reform does the plan address the big question on everybody's mind. Does this mean that I have to pay for smokers and fat people? We are all happy to pay for people who get cancer or some other horrible disease through no fault of their own. But people who've been smoking? People living the soda and donut lifestyle? And we can accept taxes, especially since they don't kick in till $280,000. At least we get some money out of those Goldman Sachs employees who I see stand to average $1 million this year after getting bailed out. You're welcome. But as altruistic as we are, we all have an image of who deserves to get national health care. The child with a debilitating disease? Yes. The breadwinner injured in a car wreck? Yes. But somebody who needs a bypass because their exercise plan is ESPN? No. Nobody wants to pay for that, even if the money comes from the rich. Although, if it comes from Goldman Sachs employees, well, that's fine. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.